You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Wednesday, June 3rd or 4th, something like that. And I hope you're doing well. Hopefully you are staying safe with all the rioting going on all over the United States of America and in parts of the world, other parts of the world. Hopefully you're staying out of the line of sight of our runaway police force that is being directed by the President of the United States to shoot at law-abiding American citizens in violation of their constitutional rights. Reporters have been shot in the eye and they've lost their eyes. and American citizens have been shot standing on their porches, on their private property, and I don't know how anybody can think that this is great. Okay, it's not. This is not the America that was ever great, and certainly not great again. So hopefully... Hopefully these events are sinking into the hydroxychloroquine-soaked brains of the Trump-tards that are supporting this this festering pile of orangutan shit. I know I keep calling it orangutan shit, but come up with another word. I mean... He is a pile of fucking orangutan shit, okay? Anyway, so enough about that. I guess, first of all, if you have questions or comments, of course, you can always write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or you can contact me on the phone line, of course, +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Speaking of that, I did receive a funny, drunken email from the straight alpha and his friends that have been listening to this podcast. It's always amusing when I get these kinds of messages, so I like to highlight them because... these straight alphas, they're listening to this podcast. They think I'm entertaining, I guess. I don't know. And so I want to do a little tap dance for them because, you know, I want to encourage this kind of thing, you know. So it was a very funny email. I just want to read this one thing that he wrote. Michael is his name. He said, "The podcast was awesome, man. Thanks for including stuff my buddies and I had discussed and asking about. We decided that, building on the hilarious language you teach, your Sam, the apex, pinnacle, zenith, top of all bottoms. Frankly, the funniest, most entertaining fag ever." Oh, thanks. I know I am. Okay. Actually, a couple of alphas on Tumblr years ago took to calling me Lord of the Fags, and that kind of stuck. I hated that title and continue to hate it. I'm nothing but just a faggot like everybody else. I mean, I'm sorry, like other faggots. And there's nothing special about me at all. So it's a straight alphas in particular like to pester me about this because they like the reaction that they get from me, which is disgust, uncomfortableness, etc. So so thanks a lot for making me uncomfortable. So it's always funny to get those kind of messages. So I did want to talk tonight about love, I guess. The proper use of love between an alpha and a faggot, okay? Anybody who read The Return of Frat Fag, okay, which I published the other day, it was so nice to get an update from him. Rye is an amazing fag brother, and I do love him very much. He's very special to me, and I was sad, you know, that he had fallen in love with this alpha duke, who is a straight alpha that essentially, I mean, for lack of a better term, raped him and made him his faggot, okay? Frat Fag fell in love with Duke, basically, and that ended up ending their relationship, I guess. And I mean, what do we call it? It's not a relationship, but it's a dynamic, I guess. I really don't know. But and I'm an English major. Words are my bread and butter, but I can't think tonight. So I got hit in the head with a rubber bullet, okay? And I can't think straight. I never could think straight. So I've experienced what Frat Fag is going through or has gone through here. A couple of times I have fallen in love with alphas that, straight alphas that would never return my feelings, they looked at me as a tool of pleasure or convenience or usefulness, okay? And I viewed them as God, okay? And so it's easy to fall in love with an alpha, especially when you've taken their load, okay? I know it sounds really gross to say it like that, but like, an alpha's cum, okay, is it contains substances in it, like cortisol, tryptophan, etc. These are all mood enhancers, and when you get enough of those things inside your body and it becomes assimilated into your body, you become addicted to it, okay? And I kind of, I mean, I don't have anything to back this up scientifically yet, other than intuition, but I think that the effect of male cum on a faggot, a male, another male, is significantly more powerful. I think because the male body recognizes the male genetic pattern in the cum in a different way than a female would, or receives those chemical markers differently than a female does. You know, and so, like, when an alpha male mounts and breeds a faggot, and he pumps his genetic material into the faggot, and it goes into the faggot's bloodstream, let's say, through the colon, etc., or is assimilated through the stomach, and becomes part of the faggot's body chemistry. You know, there's a. I mean, it's like an army taking over a territory from another army. Okay. The alpha is laying claim to that male's body as his own. Okay. It's different than a female in that, first of all, like if a man fucks a female's pussy, the semen doesn't become part of her body. The vaginal walls are very thick. Cum does not seep into the bloodstream. It stays in the vaginal canal where it, you know, would impregnate, you know, an egg and create life, etc. So it's different, you know. For an alpha mounting and breeding a faggot, it's a direct into the bloodstream, into the faggot's being. It's integrated into the faggot's body in a different way and in a more direct way. So anyway, what I'm getting at is that it's very easy for a faggot to become addicted to its alpha, you know. I'm just saying, like, on a physical level it is, and then on an emotional level it is too, because you know, the process of breeding, of being bred by an alpha male and being claimed in that way, both on a physical level and an emotional level, is extremely powerful. It's almost hypnotic, you know, and it's a form of possession at the most basic animal way. And it'll turn your head around, okay? Like, I don't know how else to put it. When I fell in love with the couple of alphas that I did fall in love with, it took me, with the first one, it took me a couple of years, really, to kind of snap out of that. Every single day, I was possessed, you know, my brain could not stop thinking about him because he had left such an indelible mark across my life, you know, and I felt lost without him and without his direction, or just everything about him, you know. And even now, like I've said this before, in his case, like his scent, I'm still marked with his scent. If I'm out somewhere and I smell that kind of combination, something that a combination of testosterone and the pheromones that are similar to his smell, it still triggers me to this day. I'll start looking around like, oh my gosh, where is he, you know. So you know, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that if you don't have control over yourself, it's a faggot. I mean, it's very easy to fall into that. Like I said, because first of all, on a chemical level, you are being bred, and your body is taking in these substances that will cause you to be addicted to the alpha. And then there's the emotional part that you have to guard yourself against. I have, you know, I have learned to control that now. So I'm less susceptible to falling in love with an alpha male and like spinning out of control, you know, like I used to. I focus now on service. And I divorce expectation from service, you know. So I do what I'm told to do to the best of my ability, and try to serve in whatever way I can without expectation of thanks or love or anything like that, a hug, an attaboy, and, you know, anything. So I've learned to control that, and I've often urged faggots to control their emotion. It's not easy, okay? And frat fag found out the hard way. You know, really, I mean, Duke is an alpha that you do not want to fall in love with, because there's just no way. Then the man is basically part bull, okay? He cannot be controlled. And so the idea that you could, that he would fall in love with you and you'd run away together or something, I don't know what the fantasy is there, but it's not going to happen, you know? So Frat Fag made a critical error, and he's hurting about it, you know, and I totally understand it. But again, Frat Fag, Duke was basically Frat Fag's first alpha, okay? And Frat Fag did an amazing job serving Duke, but, you know, he made that error that so far has cost him the relationship he had with Duke. So that's sad to me, because Frat Fag gave everything he had to making that work. So, but again, this podcast, the message that needs to be hammered home is, do not fall in love with an alpha. There's just no way that a straight alpha is going to be able to return your feelings. And you're going to end up losing that relationship. And I've said this again and again on the website. You know, if you don't control your emotions, eventually that alpha is going to grow tired of dealing with your struggles, you know. And then you lose a relationship, and you don't want that, right? So, you know, a straight alpha wants you to be the thing that he can't get from his girlfriend. You know, the whore that he wants to have. It's not, hey, you know, maybe I'll leave my girlfriend and marry you, you know. No. You are the supplement. It's kind of like Aflac insurance is a supplement to a regular insurance plan. We are the faggots are the Aflacs, okay? We're the supplement. We're in the background servicing and worshiping these great men discreetly, you know. And the man is appreciative of that service, even when he doesn't say it out loud, you know. I mean, men are curious because they often don't say thank you. Their thank you is the fact that they keep coming back to use you again. I know it's not a very beautiful thing, but that's about as close to a statement of love as a straight alpha is likely to give you. He's going to come back for more. And that means that he was happy with what you gave him, and then he wants more of it. And he came to you and not some other faggot, right? So that's how straight alphas look at it. And the more faggots think about that and concentrate on just service, they will be much, much happier. And straight alphas will be much more inclined to use us because we can be that safe place where they can do whatever the fuck they want and get whatever they want, you know? So think about that, okay? And think about what you're really after. What you really are after as a faggot, all of my faggot followers, what you're really after is a man to own you. I mean, if we just really boiled it all down, that's what it comes down to. Well, ownership is not an equal relationship, right? The alpha is the master and we are the slave. Well, love doesn't come out of that other than a man and his dog, that kind of relationship. But you know, a man can warmly appreciate your service, but it's not love. And the chances of you finding that kind of love from a straight alpha or in these kinds of situations is near zero. So it's time to get your head in the game and get it correct. If you do that, you'll have all the dick in the world, okay? And you'll have all the opportunities to submit that you could ever dream of, you know. So it's something to think about, and I really just wanted to talk about that because frat fags letter, and I do recommend that everybody read that because it's very important, honestly. You know, I want everybody, all my faggot followers, I want them to experience the glory of serving a man. And you have to let that happen, you know. And the way you let that happen is to stay out of his emotional space and just serve. You know, so hopefully you guys can all do that. anyway, I'm going to stop. I'm tired, you know, I just need to go to sleep. Anyway, once again, you can always write to me, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or call me at +1 314-502-9566. Or you can get a hold of me on Twitter. It's Worshipper1 or HierarchyPcast. Okay. And I'm on Instagram and Snapchat and Kick and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So say hi sometime, okay? Anyway, I appreciate you guys tonight, and I hope you're doing well, and I will have some more goodies coming up this weekend, so stay tuned. I love you. Bye.